The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the June 2018 issue of Boys Life magazine. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, what we have on the cover, Boys Life, young gentleman with the title River Run. Go on 50 miles of adventure on the Buffalo National River. Also, meet the World Series MVP. All about the Han Solo movie. Plus, comics, jokes, and much, much more. Page 1. 16, Making Ozark Memories. 38. Page 38, The Cup Corner. Let's look at magic. Read it. Color it. Get it all in this special Cub Scout section. And we'll go right to Hitch and Rack. Pedro answers reader's mail. Hey, Pedro. I'm new to Boys Life, and I have learned a lot about you. For instance, you like to sleep a lot, like I do, and you like alfalfa. But what do you do in the meantime? Do you ever skate or go on adventures in the forest? That from Mason C. in Maurice, Louisiana. Great question, Mason. It occurs to me that there might be a bunch of others who are new to Boys Life and have great questions, too. So I'm going to spend my entire pittance of page space that the boss provided with me this month to answer reader questions. First up, 1. There's a mean time between sleeping and eating. Number 2, no. Dear Pedro, how do I give a speech for scouts without getting nervous? That from Brighton W. in Texarkana, Texas. Just do what I do, Brighton. Picture them without their horseshoes on. Makes me laugh so hard on the inside that I forget to be nervous. Dear Pedro, could you make a poll where you could vote for the next poll? That's from Sean D. in Montgomery, Alabama. A poll about a poll? That's like answering a question with a question. Or is it? Dear Pedro, thanks for keeping Boys Life great and fresh every time I open it. It is so fun wondering what is under that cover when my mom says, Boys Life is coming. Also, I have a question for you. Do you like to cook food? I do. That's from Eric W. in Novi, Michigan. While cooking is a great skill and fun hobby for many, I find it just gets in the way of my favorite thing to do with food. That is, eat it. Hey, Pedro, I was wondering if I could ask you, what is the best and worst part of working for Boys Life? That from Bob N. in Roswell, Georgia. Best part? Getting to talk to you guys each month. Worst part? The pittance of paid space the boss deems worthy of my pithy and punctual prose. Dear wonderful Pedro, I'm writing to you from South Korea. If by some miracle you see this letter, please put me in the next Boy's Life with these questions. How do alfalfa tacos taste? Did you know that alfalfa is a flowering plant? That from Gregory J. in Osan United States Air Force Base, Pyeongtaek, South Korea. Gregory, thanks to the miracle of the United States Air Force Postal Service, I get to answer questions from around the globe. Here goes. Alfalfa tastes awesome. And no, I did not know about the whole flowering thing. I just knew about the digesting thing. Dear Pedro the Great and Powerful, have you gotten a good break since you became the Boys Life mascot? And when you do get a break from the boss, what do, other than drink alfalfa milkshakes? That from Adam N. in Spanish Fork, Utah. A good break? Oh, a Marlboro, not a mascot. I can dream, can't he? Anytime I can skedaddle away from the boss for a few moments of cheese-free silence can be considered a good break, no matter how brief. And now, it's time for one of those micro-breaks to have an alfalfa taco. See? Not a milkshake. And a really quality nap, perhaps with a few alfalfa flowers by my corral side. Catch you next month. Keep the questions coming. Page 3. opening shot. Heads up. Picture here of a, I don't know, is he dressed up like a little bear without the head? May 4th is Star Wars Day. Flip to page 26 to learn about the Star Wars Comparee and a skills competition that features fitness, cooking, STEM, and some epic Jedi training. See it this month. Get ready for Han Solo origin story. Learn about the scruffy-looking Nerf herder, along with Chewbacca, Lando Calrissian, and a few other surprise characters. Was up to long before the event of New Hope. Solo, a Star Wars story, flies into theaters May 25th. Not related at press time. Watch it. Don't miss the Indianapolis 500 on May 27th on ABC. Calendar. May is Get Caught Reading Month. Flip to page 10 to learn how to enter Boys' Life's Say Yes to Reading contest. May 5th is Free Comic Book Day. Find a list of the free comics at goboyslife.org/comics. May 28th is Memorial Day. Take a moment to honor our fallen American heroes. On this date, May 14th, 1804, Lewis and Clark begin their expedition to chart the American West. May 21st, 1881, the American Red Cross is founded. May 30th, 1922, the Lincoln Memorial is dedicated. And here's a picture of Solo, Star Wars story, right in the middle of page 4. Page 5, news and notes, still on Heads Up. Don't touch that. Here are the 6 dirtiest everyday objects. Kitchen sponge. With all the dirty dishes and leftover foods, it's the ideal place for germs to grow. Tip. Clean an old sponge by soaking it overnight in a mix of hot water with white vinegar and salt. Restroom door. This one doesn't take much explanation, but if everyone washed their hands, it wouldn't be as big of a problem. Money. A dollar bill changes hands more than 200 times in its lifetime, and each bill contains as many as 3,000 different microbes. Phone or tablet. A phone has as many as 10 times more germs than a public restroom toilet. It's also the object people touch the most in a given day. Backpack. Each time it touches the bathroom floor, cafeteria table, trail, or sidewalk, it picks up germs. Remote control. Channel surfers beware. This gets sneezed on, dropped, spilled on, and lost in the couch more than any other household item. Didn't know that. Fast facts. Bicycles. 100 million, the number of bicycles manufactured each year. The first mountain bike was introduced in 1977. The Tour de France, the world's most famous bike race, is founded in 1903. Early bicycle prototype from 1817. In 1817, the first two-wheeled riding machine is invented by German Baron Karl von Dreyes. Modern bikes can be classified in 4 categories: BMX, hybrid, mountain, and road. Velocipedes, one of the original terms for bicycles. Penny farthing, the first riding machine to be called a bicycle. It was popular in the 1880s and featured one big wheel in front and one tiny wheel in the back. In 1863, pedals are added to bicycles. Every 4 years, a group of Eagle Scouts bikes nearly 4,000 miles across the country. The trip takes 65 days. Learn more at goboyslife.org/eaglebike. Moving on to page 7, buy them. Solo, a Star Wars story, hits theaters May 25th. Celebrate the Han Solo origin story with Han Solo's 3.75-inch action figures. Look for updated versions of Han, Lando, Calrissian, and Chewbacca, plus new characters like Queera and L337. Collecting. I collect coins. My favorite is a 1999 gold-plated Connecticut quarter. That from Jeffrey I. in Branchport, New York. I collect guitar picks. I have more than 50. That's from Raiden S. in Grand Island, Nebraska. I collect flags. That's from Nick M. in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I collect calendars. That's from Kate W. in Marietta, Georgia. I collect antique buttons. My favorite is a military cufflink. That's from Isaac B. in Grand Rapids, Ohio. I collect keychains, football cards, baseball cards, stamps, board games, and Lego sets. That's from Devin S. in Center Valley, Pennsylvania. Boys Life will send you this official contributor patch if we write about your collection. Send description to Collecting Boys Life, S306, Post Office Box 15209, Irving, Texas 75015-2079, or through an e-form at boyslife.org. Please, no samples. Heads up, sports. Page 8. Name it. You heard of these sports teams, but how do they get their names? Cincinnati Reds. The team was first called the Red Stockings in 1881, thanks to a bold sock choice. Eventually, it was shortened to Reds. Arizona Diamondbacks. When the team was introduced to Major League Baseball in 1995, fans got to vote from a list of possible nicknames that included the Coyotes, Phoenix Rattlers, and Scorpions. Utah Jazz. This team was founded in New Orleans, which is known for its jazz music. After five mediocre seasons, the Jazz relocated to Salt Lake City, Utah in 1979. Anaheim Ducks. It's no coincidence that this National Hockey League team shares its nickname with the 1992 Disney movie, The Mighty Ducks. Disney founded the team in 1993 and named it after the flick. Los Angeles Lakers. The team was formerly located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Lakers come from the Minnesota state motto, Land of 10,000 Lakes. The name stuck even when the team moved to Los Angeles in 1960. Vancouver Canucks. Canuck is both a slang term for a Canadian and a reference to a popular cartoon character called Johnny Canuck. San Francisco 49ers. The term 49ers was a nickname given to the first fortune seekers that flocked to the San Francisco area during the 1849 California Gold Rush. On to page 10. Reading Contest. Say yes to reading. Enter the 31st Annual Boys Life Reading Contest now. Write a one-page report titled, The Best Book I Read This Year, and enter it into the Boys Life 2018 Say Yes to Reading Contest. The book can be fiction or nonfiction, but the report has to be in your own words. 500 words tops. Enter in one of these three age categories. 8 years old and younger. 9 and 10 years old. 11 years old and older. First place winners in each age category will receive a $100 Amazon gift card. Second place winners will receive a $75 gift card. Third place winners will receive a $50 gift card. Everyone who enters will receive a free patch like the one shown below. The patch is temporary insignia, so it can be worn on the right pocket of the scout uniform shirt. Proudly display it there or on another item such as a vest, plaque, or trophy. In coming years, you'll have the opportunity to earn other patches. The contest is open to all Boys Life readers. Be sure to include your name, address, age, and school grade on the entry. Send your report along with the business-sized self-addressed stamped envelope to Boys Life Reading Contest, S306, Post Office Box 152079, Irving, Texas 75015-2079. Entries must be postmarked by December 31st, 2018. The 2017 winners are 8 years old and younger. First place, Aiden Daniel Alexander Morris, 8. Friderstead, United States Virgin Islands. Found Encouragement in Incredible You. 10 Ways to Let Your Greatness Shine Through by Dr. Wayne Dwyer and Christina Tracy. He learned to be the very best person and Cub Scout he can be. In this book, children are told to do what they are passionate about. Aiden writes, I am passionate about space, science, swimming, the ocean, biking, reading, and being a good Cub Scout. Aiden hopes to channel his passion to become an astronaut, a scientist, and an inventor. After I read the book, I feel like I can do anything, he writes. Second place, Anderson Smith Cote, 8, Stone Mountain, Georgia. King George, what was his problem? The whole hilarious story of the American Revolution by Steve Shankin. Third place, Joe Stomani, 8, Roswell, Illinois. The 68 Rooms by Marianne Malone. 9 and 10 years old. First place, Joseph Orr, age 10, Riverside, California. Continues to be inspired by Wonder, by R.J. Palacios, long after finishing the story of Augie Pullman, a boy born with facial deformities. This book itself is truly a wonder. It makes me want to be a better person with kindness, respect, and bravery. Joseph enjoyed the types of kids portrayed in the book, found them to be very much like the ones in his own school, and could understand what they were feeling. I learned that most kids were just nervous about Augie's unusual appearance, making them struggle with how to accept him. I probably would be struggling, too, if I were in their place, Joseph admits. With its message of acceptance, Wonder showed Joseph that we should not judge a person by the way he looks, but by their inner character. Second place, Luke Mayan DeBeyer, age 9, Arlington, Virginia, Where the Red Fern Grows by Wilson Rawls. And third place, Ian Hawley, age 9, Upper Arlington, Ohio, Diary of an 8-Bit Warrior by Eric Gunnar Taylor. When more to read. 11 years old and older, first place, Karan Basin, 14, Menlo Park, California, selected Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck as the best book he read. The classic novel of the Great Depression follows the lives and friendship of two very different men, quick-witted, caring George and hard-working Lenny, who is also mentally disabled. Karan writes, Lenny is often an immense burden for George, and this causes George to question his decision to care for Lenny. However, the strong bond of friendship holds the two together through thick and thin. Karan was inspired by the devotion of the two friends and by their hard work to follow their dreams. Just like Lenny and George, who had to work hard to make enough to live, he says, I will have to work to realize my dreams, too. Second place, Caleb Riggs, 11, Nashville, Tennessee, Fish in a Tree by Linda Mulley Hunt. And third place, Shep Dolph, 13, Exton, Pennsylvania, The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Read winners' complete reports at goboyslife.org/reading contest. Win more to read. A new book will be sent to 300 winners who enter a contest on Boys Life website. Winners will choose between paperback copies of Story Thieves, Worlds Apart by James Riley, the last book in a series about the fantastic adventures of Bethany and Owen, who have the ability to climb in and out of the fictional book worlds, or Belly Up by Stuart Gibbs, book one of the Fun Jungle series, which follows Teddy Fitzroy's journey to crack the mysterious case of how a beloved hippo was killed at the world's target's largest zoo. Find details at goboyslife.org/winbooks. Heads up. Before you buy, ask the guy. Boys Life own Gear Guy is here to answer your questions about gear and gadgets. Question. Which backpacking stove would be best for a trip to Philmont Scout Ranch? Answer. Well, your number one priority should be choosing one that performed reliably. The last thing you want is to be exhausted and hungry after hours on the trail and have to worry about your stove. For performance, it's hard to beat the easy-to-use MSR Whisper Light. Simply attach and turn on a fuel canister and you're cooking. A quart of water boils in less than 4 minutes, and Philmont provides each crew with a 8-quart pot, so you don't have to worry about bringing your own. If you want to pot all yourself, try the Camp Chief Striker 100 or Jetball Zip 80, which include a small pot and stove that assemble as a single unit. And don't forget to test your stove and get used to how it works before the big trip. Boys Life Headliners. Targeting a win. Eagle Scout is national champ. Nicholas Blanker, age 19, hometown Cooper City, Florida. Scout rank Eagle Scout, Troop 183, Pine Allen, Florida. made headlines as the 2017 Scholastic Clay Target Program SCTP National High School Overall Champion. The scoop. Nicholas led the Sporting Clay's varsity division team that won the 2017 SCTP National Team Championships. He also was a member of the 2017 National Sporting Clays Association Craighoff All-American Junior Team, among other honors. He is currently on the Florida State University shooting team and was the 2017 Association of College Unions International Eastern Super Shoot Conference Championships American Events, plus Sporting Clays Champion. Walk the walk. Eagle Scout races to success. Carson Johnson, age 17, hometown, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Scout rank, Eagle Scout. Varsity team, 1705, Bowling Green. Carson made headlines at the 2017 National Amateur Athletic Union Indoor Track and Field Champion in a 3,000-meter race walk. The scoop? Carson has been the champion in this event three times. He also finished ninth in the one-mile race walk at the 2017 New Balance Indoor National Track and Field Championships. J.J. Merkovich, age 15, hometown, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 101, Colorado Springs. J.J. made headlines as a clarinetist selected for the 2017 Middle School Honors Performance Series. After working with master conductors and teachers, J.J. participated in the Elite Honors Junior Performance at Carnegie Hall in New York City. Preston Healy, age 12, hometown, Trustville, Alabama. Scout rank, Tenderfoot Scout, Troop 97, Homewood, Alabama. He made headlines for winning first place in the jump off and power and speed class and second place in the speed class for 65-meter jumper class at the 2017 Alabama Hunter Jumpers Association Year-End Horse Show, earning him the champion of the show for that division. For his horse show success throughout the year, Preston was honored as the 2017 champion for the 65-meter jumper division. Preston also competed on the team that placed fifth in the quiz category at the 2017 United States Pony Club Nationals. And finally, Connor Lee, age 18, hometown, Midlothian, Virginia. His scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 2860, Midlothian. Colin made headlines for being selected as one of the two senators representing Virginia at the 2017 Boys National Event, an American Legion program that involves federal government study and training. Page 16 through 18. Making Ozark Memories. It has a picture here of a little part of the Ozark Mountain and a bunch of trees. Taking 50 miles on one of America's most scenic waterways. It's a bright, beautiful Arkansas morning on the Buffalo National River, and 15-year-old Stan White IV is soaking in the views from his first river campsite. "Oh, yeah," says the senior patrol leader of Troop 60, Atoka, Tennessee. "The best thing is being able to wake up and see that in the morning." There were a lot of "oh yeah" moments on the first day trip, but it took preparation to get there. A lot of preparation. Here's Noah Hamblin in front of the canoe, paddles with Assistant Scoutmaster Mark Lawrence past one of the many scenic cliff bands that grace the Buffalo National River. And then, of course, here's Carson Swoop, green life jacket, and Stan White IV, line up their canoe before a set of rapids. "We planned this trip for 5 months and had at least a month notice of when to pack, what to pack, and lots of conversation in a group chat to get everything set up," says Jacob Christopher, 15. "Keep it fun, but don't skimp on the planning, because if you do, it will cost you dearly. With no store for miles around, it's a balancing act between taking too little and taking too much. You don't want to overload your boat, but you want to have enough," 14-year-old Seth Stubblefield says. "It's a kind of complicated, but once you get it figured out, it's pretty easy." "What if you do forget something?" "I think as Boy Scouts, we should be ideally adaptable enough to make do with very little," Stan says. "What's a little water?" "Naturally, it's not a river trip unless someone gets wet. However, flipping canoes didn't bow to the scouts. Once you get it emptied out, the fun is back on, says Seth. But to keep things dry, you have to have really expensive waterproof cases and bags, right? Nope. Pickle buckets, cheap and watertight. We like pickle buckets because if you drop them out of the canoe and they hit a rock, it takes a little bit more rip to them, says Seth says. Some of the scouts plain white buckets from large home improvement stores, while others get a actual pickle bucket from sandwich shops. True, those did still smell a little like pickles. Mixing up the miles. So, what's the key to getting along with the same bunch of guys for 50 miles in 5 days? Andy Brown, 14, says he tried to keep a positive attitude, even when he was tired. He says he concentrated on all the amazing scenery, getting to know the guys better, learning new skills, and even building some muscle paddling 50 miles. Jacob says he likes to mix things up during the trip. Make sure you don't hang out with the same person the entire time. Jacob says, I think coexisting was a big skill that we improved on. Here, caption here, a little water never hurt anybody, right, guys? Jacob Christopher, Seth Stubblefield, and Stan worked together to drain a swamped canoe. It shows pictures of here where they're emptying their boats from water. Keep it fun, but don't skimp on the planning. If you do, it will cost you. So here has pictures of the boys planning their trip. Seth, front, and Carson arranged gear so their canoes are trim, balanced from end to end and side to side. Andy Brown negotiates some minor rapids. With canoes loaded full of gear, even the smallest wave demand respect. Here in the middle, above, Jacob pulls his canoe well above the waterline for storage at night. Below, Carson can't decide between the delicious dinner options. A hike to Hemden Hollow Falls allows the guys to stretch their legs as they enjoy one of the area's more spectacular scenic wonders. Of course, with all the Buffalo River has to offer, views of scenic rock faces, hikes to dramatic waterfalls, slow spots for swimming and fishing, and fast water for action, there was plenty to keep things fun. A different kind of fun. Still, it wasn't all fun and games. With permission from the Park Service, the troop completed service projects where they saw a need and employed leave no trace principles along the way. Service projects are important, Jacob says. Really, the scout oath and the scout law could apply anywhere. It's not just something you take down the river with you. It's something that follows you the rest of your life. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.